Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill's here with the Sport News. Morning, Des.
Morning to you, Gavin. The IRFU is close to making an appointment as head coach to Munster Rugby. The IRFU's performance director, David Humphreys, has been explaining to our Neil Tracy why they have taken their time with the process, but says an appointment is close.
We would hope it would be within a few weeks, but the whole thing in coaching and in appointments is never making a rushed decision. Mm-hmm. It's such an important appointment for Munster, both... not so much the rest of the season. They have a very, very good coaching team in place with Ian Costlow and Mike Prendergast, who have managed them through this last few months with support from Chris Boyd really well. So from our point of view, we have a confidence of the people that are in the room, but it's making sure that the process that we now go through ensures that we're giving Munster the best chance with the coaching appointment to allow them to be successful and competitive, continue to be competitive.
Well, David Humphreys also responded to some fans' frustration that Leinster appear to have moved ahead of the three other provinces. He says the IRFU are keen to keep Leinster where they are and support the three other provinces to progress, but not necessarily with more money. We'll hear more on that in an hour's time. Now, in soccer, the headlines this morning are dominated by transfer news. There's a couple of huge contrasts. Great bit of business for Celtic in the transfer market. The hugely popular Portuguese winger Jota has returned to Celtic in an £8 million deal just 18 months after leaving the Champions for £25 million. So a big profit there. In contrast to an 18-month deal that goes the other way, Neymar, the Brazilian striker, has had his contract with the Saudi Pro League side Al-Hilal terminated. The 32-year-old Brazil international joined for €90 million 18 months ago. He was paid €200 million, but he only played seven games in the 2 years. It's incredible. He appeared twice as a substitute this year, so that's ended, but like €300 million down to Swanee in that one. In the English Championship last night, Leeds and Burnley basically cancelled each other out in a scoreless draw. Leeds remain top of the table. Burnley are in third place, 3 points behind. In Gaelic games, the lingering effects of last weekend's storm mean a couple of significant changes next Sunday. Mayo's home game with Galway will throw in at the earlier time of 2:30 now because the floodlights in MacHale Park are not in operation. And Louth's home venue in RD also out of action because of damage sustained. So Louth's home game against Roscommon next Sunday has been switched to Drogheda. In racing, Leopardstown Racecourse is expecting a big influx of English visitors at the weekend for the big Dublin Racing Festival. But Chief Executive Tim Husman says while Saturday's clash with the Ireland-England International is unfortunate, many who go to the rugby will be at Leopardstown on Sunday. In the meantime, there's racing action at Limerick today. It starts at 1:05.